Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav. We will begin Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the top of the line, atop of Amud Chamra Atika. Says the Gemara Chamra Atika, old wine that got mixed up, Shnasar that got mixed up be'envy with grapes. So what is the halacha? Dirakol, everybody will agree, B'nois and Tam. Everybody will agree that the halacha is that the grapes don't become usur unless we could discern the taste of the wine, of the old wine in the grape. However, chamer charati banvi, if there's new grapes that got new wine that got mixed up with grapes, so now there's a machlokes. Abaye amar b'mashu. Abaye says that the shear is even the smallest amount of wine will make these grapes usur. And Rava says the shear is nois and tam. The basis of this Gemara is that when we speak about mixtures, the halacha distinguishes between min b'minoi and min b'she'ena minoi. So when we have, for example, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Ayin Gimel in the Mishnah, if one type of wine gets mixed up with another type of wine, the halacha is that b'mashehu, even the smallest amount of wine will make that wine usur. This issue of min b'minoi is a machloikus throughout Shas. The opinion of Yehuda is that by all isurim we say min b'minoi, there is no bittul. And even though, so therefore, for example, we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem and Masechta Zvachim Dav Ein Zayin Amar Beis, of a drop of a carbon blood got mixed up in a whole bowl of blood which is not from Kabbonis. And we know that an essential part of bringing a carbon is the Zrikas Adam. So here, since we have even the slightest amount of blood, the halacha is a blood that's kosher for Zrika, came from the carbon, we could do Zrikas Hadam. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The opinion of Chum is that midaraisa min b'minoi is bottle b'roiv. Whatever is deroiv is what we say. The Rabbanon said that we need to have shishim because we could confuse a situation of min b'minoi with min b'she'enoi minoi. And by min b'minoi, everybody will agree that the shear is the shishim. The Gemara later in our perek is going to teach us that this machloikus is actually a machloikus amaroim, machloikus Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel hold that by all isurim, the halacha is min b'minoi is b'mashehu. And Rav and Shlokish hold that even min b'minoi, the shir is shishim. As far as the halacha is concerned, the Rambam, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, say min b'minoi midaraisa roiv is adequate. With Rabbanon, you need to have shishim, and that is the opinion of many other Rishonim. That, however, is if it's lach b'lach, two liquids. There's going to be different halachis regarding yavish b'yavish when the mixture is of dry material. So again, if chamra atika fell on grapes, and the grapes that we're speaking about, we spoke about this previously, are grapes that are cracked, so there's place for the grape to absorb the taste of the wine. Since the taste of yayin yoshin, of old wine, is different than the taste of grapes, grapes are sweeter than old wine, so therefore it's not going to be considered min b'minoi. And everybody will agree that the shear is benois shenois and tam. However, when we have new wine, which new wine is sweet just like the grapes, so since new wine is sweet like grapes, there it's considered min b'minoi according to Abaye. And therefore, according to Abaye, since it's considered min b'minoi, the halacha is that it's b'mashehu. Rava's opinion is that since it's the same as everywhere else, there we follow the shear of Nisim Tam, which is they might that the shear is that the shear will be Shishim. Says Tosfos, so the Rishonim explain that the difference between Yayin Yoshon and Yayin Chadosh is in the sweetness of the wine and how we compare that to the grape. The Sefer Medani HaShulchan say that this halacha that we're going to discuss now, the Machloek Sabai Verova, that Abai is saying that we consider this Mim B'minoi, is wherever the tastes are the same, the halacha is that it's Mim B'minoi. It's considered Mim B'minoi. Wherever the tastes are not the same, everybody will agree that that's considered Min B'she'enoi Minoi. The way they explain the machloikas that we're having in today's shir is how to look at grapes, at new wine with new grapes. Will we consider that a situation of min b'minoi, or that's where we consider this a situation min b'sheinu minoi? That's the way the Medani HaShulchan explains this Gemara. The Ramosha, the Grismosha, looks at it somewhat differently. He says, as we're about to learn, that Rava holds that the primary factor to take in consideration in all these cases is the Shem. Do they have the same, are they in the same category, or are they not in the same category? And therefore, says Ramosha, what Rava means to say in our Shir, Rava means to teach us in our Shir that since they don't have the same Shem, since they're not in the same category, therefore, says Rava, that supersedes any other consideration. What is meant when it supersedes any other consideration? What that means to say is that since they have different names, this is grapes and this is wine, that is enough of a reason to make a min b'minoi, and we won't look even if the taste is similar. Abaye Amar, says the Gemara, Abaye Amar b'mashahu, why does Abaye say that we look at the situation b'mashahu? Because Abaye's opinion is basatamazlin, and we look at the taste. Vidivi'idi, and as we just finished explaining, certainly according to Abaye, the taste of fresh wine and the taste of grapes, chatamhu, is the same taste. Therefore, says Abaye, it's considered havle b'min b'minoi. Abaye says, I consider this a situation of min b'minoi. And Abaye says that whenever you have a situation of min b'minoi, the shir is b'mashahu. Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, on the other hand, the basa, Rava Amar basa tama, b'nois and tam. Rava says that we follow the shir. Does the wine give a taste to the grape, which is normally measured by shishim? Why does Rava say that? Because Rava's opinion is Basa Shmazlinen. We follow what is this called? V'hai Shmolachud, v'hai Shmolachud. Yayin and Anovim are two different things. And since Yayin and Anovim are two different things, that's why he says, Rava, I'm going to consider this V'havalei Min B'Sheinu Minoi. I'm going to consider this a situation a min b'she'en minoi, and Alocha throughout Shas, says Rava, is min b'she'en minoi. The way we measure this is the nice and tam. Ask the Gemara question on Abaye from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ask the Gemara, Yayin Esach Shnofel Gabay Anovim. Our Mishnah spoke about a case where Yayin Esach fell on grapes. And the Mishnah says that if they're whole, just rinse them and everything will be mutter. But if they're cracked, as we explained in our previous year, if there's a hole through which the wine can seep in, that the halacha is the halacha will be that it's usur. We're concerned that the taste of the wine penetrated the grape. Says the Gemara Kasakadatach, the Gemara is assuming that Chamra Charati Benvi. The Our Mishnah is talking about a case where even it's new wine, fresh wine, that fell on grapes. And even though it's a situation of fresh grapes, of grapes that fell on fresh grapes, still the Mishnah is telling us that the shear is nice and tam. Clearly, like Rava just paskened, says the Gemara Loi. What the Mishnah means to say is that the wine, even the fresh wine that fell on the grapes, it's going to be a problem. It's not that we look at nois and tam, we speak that the shear is a mashahu. Ask the Gemara, which is consistent with what Abaye just said. Ask the Gemara, how could we say pshat in the Mishnah that way? Let's continue learning. Hamletani Sefer, we learned in the Sefer, the Mishnah, Zer Klal. Kol Shabbat Nosu B'Nois and Tam, wherever there's going to be Tam, taste of the Isser Osir. The halacha is that the grapes will make, the wine will make the grapes Osir. The Kol She'ein B'Han Nosu B'Nois and Tam, and wherever there isn't giving any Tam, then the halacha is Mutter. So the Mishnah says that what is the critical factor to look at it now, Gemara, does it give tam or not? So b'chlal, that doesn't the Mishnah mean to say that in all situations, b'nois and tam askinen. Whenever we speak about anything in the Mishnah, the shear is nois and tam. And the way that we're showing them, explain the Gemara, that the Mishnah is not differentiating at this point between new wine, old wine, and the Mishnah says whenever the wine penetrates the grapes, the thing for us to look at is the only thing for us to look at is nois and tam. Not like Abaye, who says that under certain circumstances, wine and grapes are min b'mina, it should be mashahu. For Abaye, says, how will Abaye defend himself in our Mishnah? Says Gemara, Abaye is going to defend himself that our Mishnah is talking about Masnisim b'chamratiki b'nvi. It's only talking about old wine and grapes, which, as we've been saying, everybody agrees that old wine and grapes is not min b'minoi, and since it's not min b'minoi, the shear will be mois and tam. Continues the Gemara, chala de chamra v'chala de shikra. If we have vinegar that's made out of wine and one made out of wine, and we have one that's made out of beer. So the one that's made out of wine is a problem. It's made out of yayin nesach, stam yenom. And one is not. Or chamir dechitiv, chamiri desiri, yeast. So the way yeast is typically made is by leaving a dough to ferment. So you could have a dough made out of wheat and a dough made out of barley. One of the doughs was usur and one of them is mutter. What does it mean when I say it's usur? It was truma. So if it was made out of a dough which is truma, the sar, that's the yeast that's made out of it, will have all of the halakhas of truma. And the one that's made out of chulin will not have any of those restrictions. There's another way that Rishonim explained that one of the sars are tevel, made from produce that truma was not, truma's and maisers were not removed from, and the other one is not from truma, it was truma where it was properly removed. The Meiri prefers the shear, prefers that explanation, because we know that whenever we speak about truma getting into a mixture, the loch is that the shear is 100 to 1. And our Gemara doesn't speak about that shear. Clearly, because the issue is not truma. So again, sar chamir de chitav chamir de sari, and they got mixed up one with the other. Abaye Oimer, the shear is benois and tam. If the wine, the vinegar, or the sar, which is not problematic, is the one that has the bigger shear of tam than the one that is problematic, everything is because basa tam aslinan. We follow the tam, and therefore high tam lechud, high tam lechud. Each one of them have a separate tam, and v'avalei mimbish ein aminoi. Therefore, he says that it's considered a situation mimbish ein aminoi, and the loch is mimbish ein aminoi. As we started our shir, everybody will agree the shir is benois and tam. Rav Amar, Rava, however, says b'mashehu. Here, Rava is the machmer. And Rava says that we're going to be machmer even with the slightest amount. Why? Because Rava's opinion is the boss of Shema is linen. We follow what people call it. V'hai chalam mikri, v'hai chalam mikri. Both of these vinegars are called vinegars. Hai chamir mikri, v'hai chamir mikri. They're both called yeast, sourdough. And therefore, since that's what people call it, that's why it's considered one min. And the halach is, havelei min b'minoi. So this turns into being a situation of min b'minoi. And here, Rav agrees that min b'minoi, the shir is mashu. The posh pshat in the Gemara is that what does Rav mean when we say shema? When Rav says shema is what people call it. And this is an interesting discussion. For example, if we have two parts of meat, the basar, the meat, and the chalev, will they be, if according to the opinion that we go basar shema, we go according to what it's called, what is it going to be considered? Is it going to be considered one min because people call it one min? Or if because we find in the Torah that it's all that it's called two separate things, basar, meat, is called meat, and chalev is called chalev. So we follow Lashon B'nei Adam. And this is a very big machlokes that when Rav is saying we follow what it's called, how do we determine what it's called? Do we determine how it's called by the way people call it, or do we determine how it's called by the way the Torah calls it? So we have here now machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Machlokes Abaye v'Rav is, do we go basa tama? Do we go about how does it taste? Or do we follow basa shema? How is it called? So says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comments. Mino aminalov. From where do I take my opinion? The basa tamas linen, that we follow the taste. Says the Gemara. The Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Orla, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, Tavlin. If you have spice, Shnayim b'shloish shemus, you have two different types of spices, v'heim min achad, and they're all from the same family, and they're different pshatim and the rishonim. What does that mean? Rashi explains what it means is that you have white pepper and black pepper, and it all is in the family of pepper. Tosfos means that they come shem echad, that they're all the same thing, but they have different isurim. You have pepper. This pepper is also because it's klayim. This pepper is also because it's orla. This pepper is also because it's truma. So we have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand that Mishnah. Again, tavlin shnayim v'shlosh shemos v'heim min echad. Oy min shloisha. If we have three different types of things, the halacha is that asur nimitzdarfim, that if we don't have enough from any particular one of these tavlinim, for any one of these particular spices, enough to make the pot be spiced properly, only because we have these three different spices together, does the food that we're cooking get spiced properly. The halacha is amachiskia, that they're all mitzdarf, and the reason they're all mitzdarf, the hocha b'minim sikim skinin, here, particularly with the way we learn Rashi's pshat, or Tosfos' pshat, that they all have the same essential taste. According to Tosfos, they certainly have the same taste, and even according to Rashi, they essentially have the same taste. They all together serve the same purpose of giving the pot the proper taste. Therefore, if they all fell into a pot and not any of them can make the pot have tam, but together they do, they're mitzdarif. So according to Rashi, the words that are being used, asurin and mitzdarfim, really mean the same. Each one of these spices is asur. Each one of them is asur. Umitzdarf, and they combine to make the pat asur. Tosfos, quoting the Rashbam, says that asur and mitzdarfin are to be separated. Asur means a situation of lach belach. And mitzdarfen refers to situation of yavish b'yavish. The reason we have to say the halacha separately, explains Tosfos, b'lach b'lach, the shir is nois and tam. And the Tana is teaching us that even though not one of these spices by itself is nois and tam, they could be mitzdarf. Yavish b'yavish, you don't have to have nois and tam. So that's why we don't have to say the word asurim, we only use the word mitzdarfim, that they're all mitzdarf together. So says the Gemara. Abaye makes his point. If we say that the critical factor is taste, so here in the example that we just described, they all have the same taste, and that's why they mitzdarf. But ask the Gemara, Eli Amid Basa Shmuel Azlinen, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rava, that we follow what they are called. So ask the Gemara, Hai Shmuel Achud, Hai Shmuel Achud. Each one of them has its own distinct name. Since each one of them has its own distinct name, so they ought not to be mitzdarif. How does Rava defend himself? Rava Amalach Hamani, who is the Tan of this Mishnah? Ramei here. And according to Ramei, the halach is they're always mitzdarf. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda tells us the name Rameyah, that if you eat different isurim, even though they're very different isurim, you eat a chatzik kazayis of one isur, and a chatzik kazayis of another isur, they are mitzdarf. Shnema, the Torah Kedoshah says, lo sa'ochel kol ta'eva. And from here we learn kol shatu aftiloch. Anything that the Torah says you may not eat, harei b'toichel. It's all included in the lava loy soichel. And from here we learn that it doesn't make a difference if they're the same or different. They are always going to be mitzdar for iser. And therefore, according to Meir, all of the considerations of tam and shame are all a name. Are all irrelevant, and since they're all irrelevant, it has nothing to do with what we are discussing. The Tarek Doshe says, "Le'sochel kotaeva v'sebehemash zoysad behemash toichlu." The Torah first introduces that we're not allowed to eat. This is in Parshas Rei. We're not allowed to eat what we're not allowed to eat, and then the Torah says which animals we are allowed to eat. What do we learn from this pasuk? The Sefer Imri Emes teaches us that first the Torah says, Lo Soichel Tel Tu'eva. Don't eat what you're not supposed to eat. To learn that Kol Shata Aftiloch, as you just learned, Tareya B'Toichel. But we know, he says, that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin teaches us, Yoshev Lo Yava Aveira, somebody did not do an Aveira, Schar Mitzvah B'Yodai. He gets Schar as if he's doing an Aveira, a Mitzvah. So he says, what the Torah Kedosh is teaching us is that if a person is careful not to eat what he's not allowed to eat, and then he only eats what he may eat, every time he eats what he may eat, what he's actually doing is doing a mitzvah. Because at that moment, he could have eaten something which was not kosher. And instead of not eating what's not kosher, he ate what's kosher, that's considered like that he Yoshev Aleva Avera Schar Mitzvah B'Yodai. And he goes a step further. He says there's the famous Medrash Chazal. Chazal say that Lo Yomer Adam, a person shouldn't say Efshi B'Basa Chazir, I don't want to eat something that's not kosher. Rather, what a person should say is, I want to eat something that's not kosher. Al Ma Esa, what should I do? She'ovi She'b'Shemayim Gozalai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I shouldn't eat it. And that's what happens every time a person, he says, eats something that's kosher. What a person is doing when he eats something kosher is making a declaration, I want to eat what's kosher, I don't want to eat what's not kosher. Says the Gemara, Chola l'gai chamra, if vinegar that is usher came from non-kosher wine, that fell in to kosher wine, everybody will agree that here we follow the shear of nois and tam. And if the chaimitz gives taste to the wine will be usur. Because everybody will agree that vinegar and wine are not the same, and therefore it's considered a situation min b'shein aminoi. And as we've been saying, min b'shein aminoi shir is we follow nois and tam. However, continues the Gemara, chamer l'goy chala, if wine fell in, wine that's not kosher fell into vinegar, which is kosher. Abaya says the shear is b'mashu, and Rava says here too we followed nois and tam, and the Gemara explains itself. Abaya said the shear is mashu. Says the Gemara reich chala v'tamr chamra. If something smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, the halacha is it's treated like vinegar, and therefore since when the wine gets poured into the chaimitz, into the vinegar, now the wine gets the same aroma as vinegar. So that's enough to make it into min b'minoi. And the rule, as we've been learning throughout our shiur, Abaye tells us that kol min b'minoi, whenever we have a situation of min b'minoi, says Abaye, we foul the shiur mashu. Rava says the Gemara disagrees. Rava, that even in this case, we follow nois and tam, because Rava's opinion is reich chala, if we follow the aroma, and yes, they have the same aroma, but the tam chamer, they don't have the same taste. One tastes like wine, and one tastes like vinegar. The halacha is we follow the taste. And chamra, it's going to be considered like wine, and wine and vinegar obviously do not have the same taste. Since wine and vinegar do not have the same taste, it's going to be considered a situation havelei min b'shein aminoi. And when the halacha is kol min b'shein aminoi, teaches us Rava, the halacha is that we follow nois and tam. So before we learned that when sor and dough get mixed together, it's considered min b'minoi. And the question is, why? It doesn't have the same name. This is dough, this is yeast. And it doesn't have the same taste. Why would that be considered min b'minoi? So the Rabban explains that dough, if you won't do anything with the dough will become yeast. And therefore, it's already considered the same as yeast. But here, let's understand, when we have wine that fell into the vinegar, the wine will also ultimately become like vinegar. So why shouldn't that be enough of a reason that it should be considered min b'minoi? So the answer that the Ramban, that the Chazon Ish gives, is dough left alone will become sor. Dough left alone will become yeast, and that's why it's enough to be considered min b'minoi. Wine will not automatically become chaimitz. And since wine will not automatically become chaimitz, you can't say that wine and chaimitz are min b'minai. Says the Gemara, Hai bastia, that they used to make a hole in the cover of a barrel wine to get out some wine. They used to make this hole to get out some wine to be able to test the aroma. By being able to test the aroma, they would be able to tell what is the status, what is the grade of the wine. The reason, explained the Rishonim, Tosfos explains why. So Rashi says that the reason it's called Bastia is because that's the name of the hole that was made to test the wine. But Tosfos explains that the bastia is a small hole, and they used to make a small hole to test the wine, and since it was a small hole, that's why it's called bastia. So says the Gemara, Oivik Chavim B'Yisrael, if a Nochri makes that hole to test the wine of a Jew, Shaper Dami. The Nochri is not touching the wine. The Nochri is not drinking the wine. And since the Nochri is not drinking or touching the wine, the halacha is that the wine is not usur. And in fact, I saw that the Rishonim asks, of course, why should this be a problem? As we've been learning throughout our Masechta, The issue is if a Nachri touches wine, drinks wine, he's not doing any of that. Why should it be Asr? So Taisha says one answer is that even though it was saying that a Nachri is allowed to do it by a Jew's wine, a Jew may not do this with Nachri wine. And what we're learning here is that Chazal did not make a gzeira that if a Jew may not do this with a Nachri's wine, a Nachri may not do it with a Jew's wine. Another explanation that the Ravid suggests is that what we're learning here is that Chazal were not concerned that if the Nachri is smelling the wine, he may come to drink it or touch it. The Ritva says that indeed there's no Chiddush here. The Chiddush is in the next line. It says the Gemara, Yisrael, B'David Kechavim, the issue here now is if a Jew smells the wine of a Nachri. And here we have a very big machlokes. Abaya ama Osir, and Rava ama Mutar. And I saw that the Rishonim debate, the question that we've discussed many times in this Masechta. When we say that it's Osir, does it mean Osir b'shtia, or does it even mean Osir b'hano? Abaya ama Osir explains the Gemara, because Reicha Milsehi, smelling something is considered significant in Halacha. And Rava ama Mutar, because Rava's opinion is Reicha lav Milsehi. And therefore, his opinion is that that is not considered something that we should take into consideration. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Minah Minala. From where do I know, says Rava, the Reicha Lav Klumu, that we don't take smell into consideration? The Tanan, it says, the Mishnah teaches us in Sechta Trumas, Perek Yod Mishnah Dalet. Tana Shesiku Bekamayin, Shal Truma. As we learned many times in those days, the way they made the oven, but by using it, it became an oven. So they used cumin as a spice, cumin of truma. And then, offabas hapas, you bake bread in that oven, hapas materis. Lefish ain tam cumin, we don't have the taste of the cumin here, all we only have is the recha of the cumin. And Rava says, recha, as we're learning, lav milch sahi. And therefore, it's since recha lav milsehi, we don't take that smell of this common truma into consideration, says the Gemara of Abaya. Abaya who says recha milsehi, what will he do with this halacha? Says Abaya shani hasam the mikli asuri. Raya takes the reich into consideration. However, whenever we have something that is burnt up, what's left over after it's completely burnt is not a reich that I have to take into consideration. Amar Ramari, so Ramari comments that this machloikis that we're learning of Abaye v'Rava is actually ketanoim machloikis tanoim. The Mishnah in Masechta Trumas, the Mishnah before, Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel teaches us, haroi de paschama, if somebody takes out hot bread from an oven, v'nosna pichavas, shal yayin shal truma, and he put the hot bread on top of a barrel of wine that's truma. Ramei says that Zor may not eat that bread because it absorbed the aroma of the wine. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yossi Mater b'shalchitin, he says by yain of truma going into chitin bread, that bread doesn't absorb the aroma and therefore it's mutter. Vice Besairim, he says that bread made out of barley is much more absorbent, and that's why Neshasarim Sha'ivas, barley is more absorbent, and that's why it's consideration. So says the Gemara, my lab alchemifligi, isn't the machloikus in that Mishnah connected to what we're learning now? The Marsov, Ramei's opinion is Reicha Milsehi, and therefore, like Abaya, he takes the aroma into consideration. Or Masov, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the Reicha V'lav Klumu, we don't take the odor, the aroma into consideration. Says the Gemara, L'Rava, Vaditanahi. Rav is going to have to agree that his opinion, the Reicha Lav Milsa, cannot be consistent with the opinion of Rameya. Labaya, do we have to say that Abaya is locked in to Rameya's opinion? Or can Rabaya's opinion also be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Milei Matanoihi, Amlach Abaya, Lav Mi Itmalo. So Abaya says that I don't have to say that my opinion is not consistent with the opinion of Yehuda. Lami itmalo, because haven't we learned in the explanation of that Mishnah? Amar Rabba b'b'chan amar ish lakish b'pas chamam, When we have warm bread on Chavas Pesucha, on an open barrel, the Ve'akol Asura, because certainly the aroma will go into the bread. But Patsananis, when we have cold bread, the Chavas Megufa, and a cold bread and a closed barrel, the Ve'akol Mataris, there's no aroma going anywhere. La'inechkel Paschama, when we have warm bread, the Chavas Megufa, and a closed barrel, or Patsananis, cold bread, the Chavas Pesucha, and open barrel. Ramea is concerned, and Rabbi Huda is not concerned. V'hadidi nami, when I spoke about the case of the Bastia, my point was the paschamas for chavas pesucha dami. In that case, Abai says everybody agrees. In that case, everybody will agree, even Rabbi Huda, that it's usur. So the Rishonim make a point that even though Rava is teaching us the Reich Lav Milsahi, if somebody is sniffing something for the enjoyment of smelling what he's going to smell, that means that somebody enjoys the pleasant aroma of wine, Rava will agree that that's usur. The reason Rava is lenient in our Gemara, explained the Rishonim, is because typically people don't inhale wine for pleasure. And therefore, it's only done for testing. It's not done for pleasure. It's considered loy kederach hanol. Certainly, says Tosfos, that in a case where the aroma is not good, it's detrimental, that there, says Tosfos, Rava will certainly hold that we need not be concerned. Tosfos says that Abaya may be machmer even in such a case. Why? Because Tosfos is saying that Abaya holds the Reich Milsahi, and Abaya holds that smelling is equivalent to eating. And therefore, since it's equivalent to eating, the halach is, it doesn't make a difference if it's something that you enjoy or not enjoy, the halach is that Abaya would say that it's usur. We've learned in our shiur today the halachas abittel. And when we speak about the halacha abittel, the question is how, when we have a situation abittel, whether it's a case of shishim or other cases where the halacha is that something is bottle. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is, can someone be machmer and say that I won't eat this food, even though technically it's kosher? So says the Daka Tshuva, quotes from the Bnei Yisachar, he says, if there's a case where the Torah says that something is batal, that according to the halacha, something is mutter, then you, if you say that I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to eat it, even though according to the halacha, it's mutter, it's a question, he suggests, that it might be considered a situation of apikarsis. If the Torah says you're allowed to eat that food, that the halacha says you're allowed to eat the food, how could you say, I'm not going to eat a food that the Torah says I may eat? And therefore, the Bnei Yisachar says, you should eat it. But then there's another question, which I saw Rav Moshe Zitzal speaks about, and Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, in the Sefer Shas Chuvas and Haggah speak about. We know that there's a halacha, a bitul issa lechatchila. If we're going to throw in a small amount of something which is usur, we're going to throw in a small amount of milk into a pat with meat, and it's batel b'shishim, the 60 times the meat versus the milk, one may still not do that, because it's bitul issa lechatchila. Chazal said we're not allowed to create a situation of making something that will become usur. So now the question is, that halacha was said to a Jew. Chazal taught us, Klal Yisrael, that Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. Clearly, Chazal did not make rules that apply to Nachrim. There's no rule of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila said to a Nachri. A Nachri doesn't have halacha said to him. But the question that needs to be discussed is when we say Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila only by Jews and not by Nachrim, what would be the halacha if a Nachri has a hashgacha? So when he's doing something, when he's cooking, when he's preparing food, the reason he has hashgacha, it's because he's doing it on behalf of Jews. So is the fact that it's being done on behalf of Jews get the same rule as if a Jew did it? Or still, it's not a Jew, so there's no problem of aim of atlan eslachatchila. Rav Moshe Shternberuch in the Tshuvas van Hugus takes a strict opinion to this question. And his opinion is that once it's being done on behalf of a Jew, and the fact that it has a kosher certification is enough to make it be considered that's being done by a Jew, and the rules of aim of atlan eslachatchila would apply. Rav Moshe is Zatzal, is not as strict. Rav Moshe is not clear. He's not himself 100% certain how to view such a situation. On one hand, it's a Nachri doing it. Furthermore, the Nachri does not only prepare, even if the product has a certification, it's not only prepared for Jews, even if it has a Hechsher. On the other hand, the fact that it has a Hechsher is an indication that this person is preparing it for Jews. Therefore, Ramosha's opinion is, he uses a new terminology. Ramosha says it's considered mechur hadover. Mechur hadover means it's ugly. It's not nice that to allow a nochri to mevatel isser in a case where he's doing, where we know that what he's doing is on behalf, that he has a hechsher, and it's being done presumably on behalf of Jews.